To other news now, the Lebanese army intelligence has arrested 10 members of a group accused of planning to carry out attacks in and outside the country, with UNIFIL and the army among the possible local targets.
This time around, it was not a spying network for Israel, but members of a terrorist extremist cell who were arrested by Lebanese military and security services. The 10 members of the cell were nationals of different Arab countries, some of whom had taken refuge in Palestinian refugee camps. This development comes as a cautious calm prevails in the country, where politicians are still holding consultations to form a cabinet.
Such movements need outside financing. Syria had previously used Fatah al-Islam, but is no longer doing so. Now, as the Lebanese try to form a government, it's unknown who is providing these groups with support, and I believe it's too early to make any judgments.
According to the Lebanese military prosecutor, the main mandate of this cell was to target the UN peacekeeping forces in South Lebanon, known as the UNIFIL, and the Lebanese army, both of which have been previously subject to fatal attacks by these extremists. In mid-2007, the Lebanese army fought a three-month-long battle against an extremist group called Fatah al-Islam, which is known to be closely affiliated with the network of Al-Qaeda. And while this development could lead to enhanced cooperation between the army and UNIFIL, some see that the movement of Hezbollah also has a stake in joining the fray. Hezbollah was accused last year by Al-Qaeda's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, of collaborating with what he called the Crusaders, in apparent reference to the UNIFIL.
There can be an access, three-way access between Hezbollah and the UNIFIL and the Lebanese army to correlate or to cooperate, whether in terms of any future attacks or any future terrorist attacks against any party, let's say in the southern parts of Lebanon, vis-a-vis the relationship with international standards of United Nations resolutions under the Accord 1701, that there shall be a certain tranquility and stability in the south of Lebanon.
In June 2007, six UNIFIL soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb assumed to have been planted by these same extremists, many of whom are still believed to remain at large in the Ain al-Helwi refugee camp in South Lebanon, the largest refugee camp in the country. After a period of relative calm, extremist Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups have surfaced once again in Lebanon, and many see this issue as yet another motive to promote political stability and address the dire living conditions in Lebanon's Palestinian refugee camps, which have become a haven for many of these extremists. Ali Rizk, Press TV.